always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
They're decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
My day was good. I went back to the dump when I got off of work today. And we have had so many things delivered to the house that I keep going to the dump because I can't ask the guys that pick up the garbage usually here to take these.
Take all that cardboard?
All the cardboard. It's mostly cardboard and that horrible styrofoam that just explodes as soon as you open it up. They've made it even cheaper somehow. And so I got in line at the dump. You know, there's like all these cars. And I'm behind like a bright red Mercedes-Benz convertible with two fancy schmancy looking people in it. And they've got cardboard. Everybody's got cardboard. And the dump master is this dude who's in charge of where you dump. You know, like you can only dump certain things in certain areas. And I was starting to get so nervous that I would have dumped in the wrong place because no man wants that.
I'm not sure any man wants to be known as the dump master, although he used to work with us down the hall, I think.
Yeah.
I want to say hi to some of the people that are joining us. Anastasia, hello from Kentucky, and Jody and Tammy from Lake Park, Georgia, Nicolette, Judy, Dorothy, Shanna. Oh, we miss you, Shanna, and Allison and Sherry Proudfoot from French Island, Maine. Hey, everybody. This is our first virtual Bob and Sherry Happy Hour.
It is. Tammy is there from Lake Park, Georgia. Did you mention her?
I did.
That's great. Where is our friend from Maine?
French Lake, Maine.
French Lake, Maine. I don't know that one.
Hi, Roxanne. Happy hour here also. And Chris and Arlie and Paula. And Paula's coming to us from, we've got Kim from Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Yay.
So let me tell you what I did today after we finished working. I wanted to give Olivia some driving practice because that's one of the safe things we can do because we stay in the van, right?
Oh, yeah. What a time to do that. That's amazing. Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for this because, you know, she needs the practice. So we drove for about an hour and we were one county over and there was a liquor store and the parking lot was empty. So I said, baby, pull in there for mommy. Why don't you? And we pull in and it was open but deserted. So I have my mask and my gloves and I walked up and I'm looking in to see if it's open and the employee's waving at me. So I opened the door a crack and the employee said, come on in, you're the only one. And so I stocked up on liquor and then drove to my girlfriend's houses and delivered Tito's to them. So I'm kind of like the happy hour fairy.
Oh, that is so, I went to the liquor store too. I'll be doggone.
Well, we have our priorities, don't we?
I know. So you want to hear what happened at mine? Mm-hmm. So I drove up to the liquor store and I don't want to have to keep going back. So my plan was, I don't want to have to keep going back. So I'm going to get two handles of Tito's, right? Is that
a... Wait. I got two handles of Tito's and two handles of my Rangapore Tanqueray gin. And do you know what the cashier said to me?
What?
Girl, you're not playing.
All right. So I'm in the car and I want to spend as little time as possible anywhere. Right. So I get out the credit card that I'm going to use and I put on my gloves, my rubber gloves, and then I put on my mask and the mask on this side broke.
So
I have to wrap it around my ear and tie it. Right. And now the mask is starting to slide down and I'm getting very nervous about that. But I grab the two handles and I go out and I've been trying to figure out what am I going to do? Because we only have a mask each. We're going to have to order some more. But here's what I've come up with. And this is for the next time I go to the liquor store. I've got these old tidy whities. can you see where there's like holes in them?
I do. Yeah. Are you going to loop those over your ears?
Yeah. I'm just going to put the underwear on my head and cut to
it. Do it. Let's see.
I'm going to.
Oh my God.
Do that. My hair looks too good. I'll do it before we sign off. Oh my God, I'm getting
Ralph Lauren tighty whities. Only you would have Ralph Lauren tighty whities.
I know.
Bob, your people are demanding that you put these tighty whities on your head.
But I haven't cut out the eye holes yet.
Can't you use the leg holes for eye holes?
Let me see what I can do. God, you people ask for a lot. You know what? I'm very excited about this, though, because there's a line sometimes to get into the liquor store. But if there's a man with tidy whiteys on his head, you're going to get some social distancing.
Right. Let's see.
It works. If I could just pinch it like right there, honest to God, this is genius.
You know what? I like it. I think it does. I think it does work.
Nice end to the career, huh?
I don't know, Bob. I'm looking at these comments and the women are like, yeah, that's hot, Bob. That is so sexy.
Are they really liking it?
Karen Cheeseman says, I hear a jock strap works.
Bob Lacey.
What?
I am in the other room watching this.
Yeah.
Take that off your head.
Okay, I will. I'm sorry. The wife was less impressed than some of the gals.
We are so excited about Bob and Sherry Premium. Well-marbled, juicy, and always fresh with loads of behind-the-scenes photos and videos, exclusive content, including our classic chat room calls and our best-of CDs. And best of all, it's just $4.99 a month. BobandSherry.com/premium. I'm broadcasting from my bedroom, and I'll turn my laptop a little bit because I have to put my head inside this foam-lined cardboard box to do the show.
Oh, that's the box. Okay.
That's the box for the bad dog that I am. And then the rest of my bedroom you can see in the background, or as we call it, where the magic happens.
You didn't say that.
I went there. Yes, I did. But how dare you criticize me? You just had a pair of underpants on your head.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go back to tidy whities, I think. Because my pants are tighter now, right? I'm wearing tighter pants. So if I'm wearing those boxers that I prefer, there's an awful lot of bunching that's going on.
Why don't you just use this opportunity to go commando?
No, I'm just not comfortable with that. And
tell me why.
Well, I could have Mary tell you why, but I don't want to embarrass her. You know. No, I've just never been that guy.
Kevin, my husband.
I'm an underwear guy and a hotel guy. I don't want to, when I come to visit you in your city, I don't want to stay in your house and I want to wear underwear, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Mary, people want to say hello. Please come in for a minute.
My husband only wears underwear when it's cold out. And he'll tell me. No, he'll tell me. He'll inform me because you know from working with me, I never know what time it is. I never know what the weather's going to be. I don't know what the day of the week is anymore. So I'll come out to go to work in the morning and he'll announce to me that it's cold enough for him to be wearing underwear. And we used to work with a girl. Remember Kelly? Kelly McKay? Shout out. Hey, Kelly. Totally commando all the time. I'm like you.
Oh, I bet she's loving that.
Yeah.
You want to see what happened in my watch?
I do, yeah.
I'm really brokenhearted about this. This is my watch.
Stephanie Crosby has lost 7 pounds walking the golden doodle. Go, girl. What happened?
The thing broke here. The little hook thing broke right there. So I'm now carrying my watch in my pocket like I'm a railroad guy from 1890, you know? Let's see what time it is here.
But let me ask you.
I can't get it fixed.
And this is actually a question. Oh, Jen Jensen hasn't worn a bra in 2 weeks. Round of applause. Round of applause.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Let me ask you this.
Ask me anything.
What difference does it make what time it is?
Well, I mean, certain TV shows come on at certain times. I want to watch the news at a certain time. Then there's this thing called the Bob and Sherry Show that, you know, I'd like to know, you know, where we are.
At 1 o'clock in the morning, but do you really need to know what time it is after we finish? Wait. Michelle Tesla says, as an X-ray tech, I can tell you we appreciate everyone who wears underwear. So there's a community.
I bet.
Serving. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So how was your day today? You asked about mine. Was your day a good day?
Well, like I said, we went and did some driving practice, and then I have my daughter take me to the liquor store, which I think is a magical bonding moment she'll remember forever. Yeah, and right
what
before
a, what I a perfect time though. Seriously, what a perfect time if you have a kid that's 16 or 15 and learning to drive. Holy smoke, there's nobody out there. In LA, the air is clear. The highways are wide open. But as Bill Maher said, but there's nowhere to go.
The roads, I mean, there was some traffic, but the roads were pretty empty. And my first couple of weeks of driving with Olivia were white knuckle because she didn't understand why we stop at stop signs and red lights, and she had a lead foot, but she's gotten a lot better. And so part of the reason I'm taking them out for driving practice isn't just for the driving practice. And Shayna Slacks wants to know what you're drinking, Bob. It's because I need to get them out of the house, and it's a concentrated time to talk to each of the girls.
Yeah.
Sherry Slate wants to know where Kevin is. About as far from this as he can possibly be. I spent some time with my sister wife today, Kevin's, the mother of Kevin's children. I hate the phrase ex-wife, Kevin's first wife. And
but when you say sister, now let me stop you here. I have to say, when you say sister wife, if we have a casual listener and they hear that, you know what they're thinking.
Oh, that it's polygamy? Oh,
yeah. Or they're confused.
Kevin can barely stand one of us at a time if he had both of us. She is the mother of Kevin's children, and we are all family, and I love her so much. She asked me how Kevin was doing. And I said, hard to say. He hasn't come inside or spoken to any of us in 4 days.
Well, the weather's been nice.
He's happy. Hello from your friends at Pause for the Cause. Hello from Kentucky. Hey, Haley from Brooklyn.
Whoa, Brooklyn, New York, checking in.
Brooklyn, New York.
We love you. We love you, New York.
Mary doesn't want to be seen on camera with a guy who put underwear on his head, according to Kate.
Kate could have a point. You know, I want to say that this is a little early for this for me, but we're doing this. I don't think I would have one of these at 5 o'clock Eastern normally. That's a little too early.
I'm going to be honest. I generally start cooking dinner and have a glass of wine at about 6 o'clock. You know, I guess it kind of depends on your schedule. I limit myself to 2 because otherwise I'll just fall asleep. Alan Chung says, Bob's on his martini. Where's yours? So I'm drinking a gin drink. Let me hold it up. So these are my husband's collectible Georgia Bulldogs National Championship 1980 glasses.
Yeah, there's some retirement money there, huh?
So I'm drinking, there's a kind of gin on your next trip to the liquor store. If you're a gin person, Tanqueray has a gin called Rangapur, and it has these Rangapur limes, this essence in it. It's really subtle. I'm drinking that with a little bit of limeade and lime seltzer and ice, and it's delicious. Jerry says, cheers to you both. This is just what I needed this evening. Hi from South Georgia. Hey.
There's Amy from Eugene. Hi, Amy. Oh, what a beautiful city. Didn't we have the greatest time in Eugene?
That Tanya Boyston just called us on our BS. She said early, really? Clearly she's a listener.
No, I think we're both 6 o'clock people. I think we are. And I'm proud of that.
I want to say that Suena Machete says, hi from South Dakota. She works in healthcare. Round of applause for all our healthcare workers. Lily said, Larry Munson just walked behind you.
I just saw that. Yeah.
Hang on, I'll get him.
Go ahead and get Larry Munson. People want to see Larry Munson. While she's away, I think the lighting on me is so much better than the lighting on her. I mean, you have to plan ahead. Is what it comes down to when you do a really, really important broadcast like this, you know? But this one just plops in front of the camera, right? Cats, dogs walking around, right? The sound is, oh, here we are. Oh, welcome back.
This is Tiberius.
Uh-huh. Who is that?
This is Tiberius, Larry Munson. I'll get him next, but Tiberius was available. Tiberius is kind of bald and patchy. Let me get
him. Yeah, that's a shot we don't need, okay? Bring it down. Let's at least see the cat's face.
Hello, Larry. Say hi, Tiberius.
Hi, Tiberius. Actually, that's a really pretty cat.
He's the alpha. I'll go get Larry Munson now. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there she goes again. Who's that? Oh, that's Tiberius up on the couch. I couldn't live in that house. I don't know how he does it, to be honest with you. I mean, she's as funny as can be, and she's sweet, and she's great to everybody, and she's a good cook. But there are like 14 different animals in that house, and most of them are cats. I don't know how he does. That's why he's out in the garage all day long. Oh, good. You got, is this Tiberius?
This is Larry Munson.
Larry Munson. Oh, that's right.
Well, let me tell everybody. Look,
that martini is kicking in good.
So Larry Munson is huge. Like, he weighs about 19 pounds. And he needs to have his claws trimmed. So the vet gave me some sedatives that I can give him. And once he's sedated, I can trim his claws. But here's how starved we are for entertainment. We're like, well, let's don't do that right away. Let's save that so that we have something to look forward to.
The trimming of the cat's claws?
Well, the sedating.
Whoa. Who's the we? Who's the we?
Well, I can't do this alone. Bobby's huge. He's huge. Wait. Jenny says my screen froze on cat flashing. Well, now you see that Tiberius. So this is my kitty best friend. Let me tilt the camera down so you can see what an angel poo he is. I don't know. What the heck? Is that the sun? Hang on.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with this. I had that. We had a bounce off of Mary's car.
Say hi, Mary Munson, to everybody. I'm a kitty best friend.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a fluffy looking kitty. I like that kitty. That's
I love him so much.
Oh, yeah. He just showed his teeth. He wants to kill you.
Hopefully you're not seeing anything else in my bedroom that I'll have to explain later. Except piles and piles of laundry. Not mine. Kevin's.
The laundry thing is okay because we only have two people here. So everything is fine. And I've been doing most of the laundry. All of the towels. And all of that. And everything is under... Mary?
Bob, are you talking...
Can you come on for a second?
Elizabeth Oberlander Richardson says, love the commentary when Sherry walks away. What are you saying about me?
I'm saying nothing but just what you have brought to the show and my life. And I'm just so lucky.
I have two other cats. Anybody interested? Okay, I'll take that as a no.
Finn, where is Finn? All right, she's going to come on. All right, yes, my beautiful wife.
I haven't taken a shower.
Joy Spider wants to know if you're a top or bottom bunk dude, Bob.
What?
No, we don't use that at all. Just say hi to the folks so they know that you're actually here.
This is me after not taking a shower, so that's why I kept telling him no.
You look beautiful. Lean in. Oh my God, is that what you look like with no shower? Come on. Please.
Lean in a little bit. Isn't she pretty? There she is.
Ooh.
Put your eye right in there.
Thank you, baby.
Okay. All right. Are you happy?
Yeah, very. Okay. How could I not be? All right.
Michael Nordstrom says he daydreams about what it would like to be married to me. Let me tell you, Michael, it's fun at first.
That's an interesting thing to say.
It's fun at first, yeah.
It's interesting. Interesting at first.
Fun.
Fun at first.
It's fun at first.
Why does the fun?
You know how you love a roller coaster that goes loops and dives and woo. You're like,
no, I don't. I don't like that at all. I hate that. As a matter of fact.
Now imagine that for 12 years.
You're not, you know, I'm going to call you on this one. You're really not a roller coaster.
Kevin is very, he's very private and he likes, he's very introverted and he likes a lot of quiet and solitude. And collect people and animals.
Okay. But that's not a roller coaster. When I think of a roller coaster with a woman, I just think of somebody that's a barrel full of monkeys, so much fun, and then drives off a cliff. You do collect people. People, mostly people is what you collect. And along with that comes a lot of baggage. So I could see how that is a little bit of an effort.
I'm not a roller coaster in that I'm very level and very like even, but I think sometimes he wonders, like he looks around at his life and he says to himself, what happened? Thanks for listening to this episode of The Oddcast. We drop new ones every Monday. In the same feed on Fridays, you will find Talking Lamar And you can also follow True Weird Stuff, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and everywhere you get podcasts. We will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Oddcast, Talking Lamar, and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.